This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Hey.
And it is Thursday. I wanted to say it was Friday.
I know
so
you.
Bad.
I could tell you didn't know what day it was.
No.
I was like, what is he going to say?
That is, that's devastating what just happened to me. So this week has felt like a really long week to me, but we actually have a lot to talk about because I feel like it's been a big week on Bravo.
Yes.
You were just saying that you like procrastinated and just caught up on all the shows. So do you feel like it's
okay?
Like
it's Dylan, kind of the best. I did not procrastinate.
No, not like,
I did not procrastinate.
I do the same thing, but I feel
I was busy finishing Real Housewives of Potomac. So I'm caught up, ready for the new season. But yes, this week was like full of shows, even though it's the same amount of shows it's always been. But it was like a lot happening in each. Plus, we had the Shaw's reunion, which, by the way, was an unclear that it was going to be more than one part. Like, we don't need any more. One was fine.
But it's interesting. Okay, so we'll talk about that more in a few minutes. But I kind of am glad that the Shaw's reunion is happening now because it's getting me ready for Potomac to have something on Sunday nights that I have to like pencil into my calendar.
Yeah, like it got our schedules really like breathing.
Right, because we had Atlanta that was on Sundays, and then there's kind of been a break because Married to Med LA is just not something I can prioritize in my life. And I'm excited to finally have that like Sunday night flagship Housewives kicking off the week. We are going to be obviously talking about all things Potomac when that starts. Very exciting. But for today, we have I would say an epic episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
100%. 100%. But before we get into that, we do have some exciting non-Bravo related things, which I think cannot go unmentioned, which I woke up this morning to a surprise announcement from none other than Taylor Swift with a fucking album announcement. Like, oh my God.
You guys probably haven't been exposed to this yet, but Barry is one of Taylor Swift's biggest fans.
Like, I didn't even know how to react, so I was so proud. I was like, you know what? And then, like, Demi Lovato's engaged. And then, like, today's also One Direction's 10-year anniversary. And I'm just like, 2020 is slowly coming back to life in the pop culture universe. Not real life.
I feel like it's like good things to take our attention away from
the pandemic
chaos that's happening.
And, yes.
And we also saw yesterday a photo surfaced of the Real Housewives of Dallas filming a scene and they're all wearing face shields.
That's great. That's better than them not wearing face shields.
It's better than them not wearing face shields, but they also just shouldn't be filming right now.
Yes and no, depending on what they were doing, which I can imagine also they probably shouldn't have been doing.
Face shields, the thing about face shields is that they're mostly to protect your eyes. They don't actually really do anything about coronavirus droplets.
Well, because you're supposed to be wearing a mask under the face shield. Like, the face shield shouldn't be just what they're wearing. They should be wearing a mask plus a face shield. Like, I hope that we couldn't see because it was an above.
No, they weren't wearing masks. You can see their masks.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Great.
The thing with Housewives shows is that, of course, we love talking about them. We love watching them. It's great content, whatever. But, like, I don't want them to prioritize filming over what is a smart public health decision. So,
absolutely.
Especially with what's happening in Texas right now with COVID, it's like, oh, like, is the scene of Brandy and Stephanie at a winery really going to be worth it? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, who? Whatever. Okay, let's.
Who knows?
I'm like going through it over here, but let's just get into Beverly Hills.
Seriously.
Pick up where we left off last week at Kyle's fabulous black and white party. And it is, I think it is so hilarious that while fucking Wilson Phillips are doing their surprise performance outside on the stage, Brandy, Adrian, and Denise and Aaron are just living it up at the bar.
Ripping inside. Shots. Ripping Which, shots. By the way, like, so they don't have a bartender at that bar. Like, they probably, because no one was supposed to be at that bar, but I was like, right,
at this point, the bartenders were definitely outside, and you have barmaid Brandy serving up some shots. And I thought it was actually really nice that
saw her
apologize to Adrian for surrogate gay. I never thought we would see that addressed on camera because, let's face it, neither of them are on the show anymore. And, you know,
What a nice time to apologize while there's cameras in front of you 8 years later for something that's so irrelevant again. But you know what? We're drunk. We're happy. Like, who cares? But
Brandy basically admitted it. She was like, I see Adrian all the time. We're cool. But right now I'm going to apologize.
Could have been any other time, but I look good. So Brandy is drunk enough to mention to Denise and Aaron that she wants to be a throuple with them. And Denise like looks caught off guard, but I also think that has to do with the whole acting part of this situation. And then in Denise's confessional, Denise asked producer, what's a throuple? Like, this, these are the things I don't understand. You waited till you got to your confessional to ask, like, you didn't ask Brandy, like, what is that? Like, I just don't get when people like react that way. So that she's like, like a threesome. And I'm like, bitch, you know what a throuple is.
I love that you say throuple and not throuple.
It's one of those words I can't say. Like, I can't, because it's not a real word. So I can't like, can't say it. Throuple. I sound funny.
Right. Throuple. And then like when the producer is explaining it to, when the producer is explaining it to Denise, she looks so shocked. Like it's a concept she's never imagined before. And it's like, okay, like, Denise, come on.
The producer is probably like, how do we explain this?
But definitely Denise and Aaron both, I would say, looked a little uncomfortable with Brandy. I mean, Brandy was clearly drunk. Everyone talked about how drunk she was at this party. We saw her tip the fuck over.
I was shocked. I was like, whoa. Oh my God. Like she hit the stage hard.
The thing about Brandy being drunk at this party is that if this were an event on Roni, that would be like par for the course. But these women generally don't really get like that so much. And when they do, it's like they're really letting loose. And so
we find out kind of why Brandy got that drunk.
Right. So
she was a tad uncomfortable.
She was a bit uncomfortable. And before we get to the already infamous scene with Brandy and Kim at the end of the episode, we see,
let's talk about some other stuff.
We see Erica's shoe dazzle party.
So exciting.
Okay. Denise aside, because she wore the same leather jacket and jeans and boots, all of the women looked incredible at this party. Erica especially, I just thought she looked so,
I mean, do you ever think Erica's gorgeous? Not gonna look the best, like, especially at her own event,
the way, just the long luscious blonde hair.
Want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Out of, you know, everyone knows I stan Erica, like, it, she is my dream of a human. Of everything she's ever worn, that was my least favorite outfit she's ever worn. Not saying she didn't look amazing, I just didn't, I don't like that look where it's like a skirt, like the, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's, I used to wear those in college.
It's a little bit of a dated silhouette, I would say, but I thought her hair and makeup were just
phenomenal.
A+ stunning.
Denise could have stepped it up a bit, like she was Dorit going is out.
Constantly knocking it out of the park this season. I just think she looks so great.
Rinna.
Rinna in the wig. Rinna's wigs are honestly so good because they're more like Rinna's haircut obviously is iconic, whatever. But when she wears a wig, they're usually not like crazy hairstyles. Mm-hmm. It's just so fun to see her with like long hair.
It's just that her hair can't do that. So they like, they have to like form it. But she, I loved when they did a little clip of her and she was like, honey, I think I was born a drag queen, which like possibility, it could be.
And
she loves that life.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they are the only shapewear that won't ever roll down, no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about effective shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Speaking of wigs, the moment we got when Erica put her Roxy Hart wig on her dog, Tiago, and the dog looked so confused and then looked straight into the camera. The photo of her dog wearing that blonde wig is going to send me to an early grave. It's so good.
It's so cute. It was just like little happy things like that. But
I know.
Her party was fun. It was cute. I loved that venue. It was like adorable. It didn't look like there were that many people there. It was just like a nice little get together.
I love an indoor outdoor situation.
Yes, because you can leave the drama if you want and get some air, quote unquote air.
I feel like this event mainly just served as like a plot device for them to all decide they were going to Rome though, which I'm fine with. And we see Dorit parlaying her Italiano, and it is just chef's kiss, Buca di Beppo greatness. Dorit is having such a wonderful season, and I just feel like she's blossoming.
Yes.
And she looks great. Mm-hmm. She is fun and fresh, and seeing her speak Italian, I just feel like she's in her element. It's so
okay.
Nice.
So, side note, because you know I always throw it in. Watch It Happens Live last night. Dorit said that at Kyle's black and white party is where her and Brandy met for the first time ever. You saw what she said?
Yeah.
Or Brandy walked up there and she's like, your tits are disgusting. And I was like, oh my God. And Dorit even laughed. She said one other thing, I don't remember. And Dorit like laughed and was like, thanks, Brandy. It's nice to meet you too. But like, you could just, I was like, I can't even tell if Dorit's mad about that or she just knew the level of like drunk that Brandy was. But I was like, wow, what a old school bring back Brandy moment.
That actually threw me off because all the seasons get mixed up in my mind and it really surprised me that they had never crossed paths before, but I guess
it too.
Makes sense because last season Brandy came on a couple times, but it was more in like isolated, like one-on-one type scenarios.
So yeah.
It makes sense that Dorit hasn't like hung out with her, but that was so funny. Also, Dorit doing Watch What Happens Live from one of her accessory rooms.
Oh my God, it went on too long. She was like, this is one of my, like, I'm knocking down, I'm building, I'm expanding. Like, I have accessories here. This is one of my closets. And I was like, oh my God, cut it, Dorit.
Well, and she was on with Maren Morris, who's like super famous country singer. And even she was kind of like, oh.
Because what do you say after that? You're just, I thought she was going to be funny and be like, and I'm in my dining room.
Yes, but so we're going to Italy. It's gonna be fun. We see like 2 seconds of them getting to Italy at the end of this episode. But before we get there, we have the scene we've all been waiting for.
Wait. Before we get to that, there, because that's like exciting. You know, we have our two other things to just mention really quick. One of which being a new generation of housewives, where we have Alexia Umansky, who is Kyle and Mauricio's daughter, coming over to Rinna's house to sit with Amelia, Rinna's youngest daughter, to talk about an apartment. And Alexia's getting into real estate, so she's helping and guiding, because we all know Amelia moved back from New York to LA, or wherever the hell they are, Beverly Hills. Duh. let me correct myself. Real House of Beverly Hills, takes place in Beverly Hills. And it was just shocking, me and Dylan were discussing, like, the list of demands, not demands, but wants that Amelia has for her apartment, because, like, so do all of us. We all want a fancy refrigerator, you know?
It is so funny because the whole idea here is that she's like 19 years old and she's getting her first apartment. And Lisa, like, quote unquote, doesn't want to help her much, which she says she's going to give her $1,000. I'm assuming that means $1,000 a month, which is quite a bit of help. But
not to them, though. That's like that's like someone giving me 10 bucks, you know?
But
different level.
I was like kind of half watching, half like taking notes or whatever. And hearing Alexia's speaking voice, she sounds exactly like Kyle. It is almost spooky when she's like, okay, so we're going to get you this apartment, like blah, 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 blah. Like, I would have thought it was Kyle.
Yeah, it was super cute to see like the daughters interacting. Like, I love that. And Alexia is such a mini Kyle. I love that they're on the show, but not in like flashy way, just like little glimpses here and there, which is adorable. And maybe we can see something in the future of that.
To be honest, I'm a little concerned that Lisa doesn't have a lot going on in her own life. And so her daughters are kind of around as a way for her to have a storyline. But the fact that they tied it in with Alexia, it made the scene worth it. If it was just a random scene with like a random broker or something, I would have been kind of like, why are we watching this? But it was a cute tie-in.
Yes. And then also we have, which I loved this, Garcelle and Sutton going out for dinner and drinks, which was not talked about enough. Like, this is the duo we need. The friendship we need. It was awesome.
Well, it's interesting because they're the two new girls this season. Mm-hmm. And I guess because Garcelle has been in and out of filming a lot, we haven't really seen them one. Garcelle hasn't been one-on-one with mostly anybody. But it was, I loved their energy together. It was cute.
She was digging Sutton at where her money comes from. And I feel like if anyone else asked that, it would be taken differently. But because Garcelle's so open and real and just was like asking a genuine question, Sutton like wasn't, she might have been taken back, but she wasn't offended, I should say. So.
Right. It is interesting. I think imagine if Kyle had taken Sutton to dinner and been like, where's your money? It would come off as kind of like she was trying to expose her or something. Whereas Garcelle, it was truly just, she's curious. She's a little nosy.
But then were you dying when she asked if her ex-husband is who also took her virginity? And then Sutton, you can tell, like, crumbled. She was like, what? What?
She's like, I can't say that. I can't.
It was so funny. Yeah.
I'm loving both of their energy, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, Garcelle addressed the fact that she hasn't been around so much, and I would love to see more of her, but what I am seeing, I have no complaints whatsoever about either of them.
None here either.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I am so happy that warmer weather is finally back and we can get back to enjoying some time in the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring May flowers and also sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I have had seasonal allergies for pretty much my entire life. Unfortunately, there are definitely those days where I have canceled my plans because I simply just don't want to be out in the world because of my allergies. But luckily, Claritin is the perfect thing that you can just take at the beginning of the day, and it really helps with all of those symptoms, clearing up your eyes, clearing up your sinuses, clearing up your congestion. It's the easiest way to just get those allergies under control, whether it's in the spring, any other time of year, and it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Okay, shall we get to
the scene?
Okay, so we have Teddy showing up to Kyle's house and they're talking about planning Teddy's baby shower and whether Teddy wants to open gifts. And honestly, I would rather watch paint dry. And then Kim comes over to drop off some dresses. And then Kim comes in and she says that she's going to dinner with Brandy for her birthday and that Brandy's waiting in the car.
I'm just laughing because when she waited like a few minutes to let them know Brandy was like there, like I'm sorry, I couldn't even hold that in just now. Like they were like, oh, you're going to dinner with Brandy. And then Kim's like, all right, I got to go. Brandy's in the car. And Kyle's like, she's in the car? Like she can come in the house.
That's the thing. When your sister is coming to your house to drop off dresses, she's not just leaving them at the front door. You're gonna chat for a few minutes and check in. And so
also like they know Brandy. Like they can
right. Oh, Brandy was at Kyle's house like days ago. And so, then funny. Kim goes out and is like, hey, come in. And Brandy already has a microphone on because you hear her in the car be like, okay, yeah, I'll come in.
Here's where I agree but disagree, because not disagree, but my opinion is that it wasn't weird that she was mic'd up in the car because everyone who's usually in a scene of the show is of any show is mic'd up. And especially because it's Brandy and she's been on the show, she's like a known character. I feel like they're like, let's not waste this opportunity because she's gonna say something, whether it even be hello or whatever.
I think most likely they were like, oh, Brandy's gonna come in, just pause for a second, we'll put a mic on her. I get that. But it's funny because I really think that Kyle and Teddy didn't know what was coming. I think
absolutely not. They did not.
So I think they knew Kim was coming over. They may have known that Brandy might stop by too, but I think Kim and Brandy kind of cooked this up together. And I think
because Kim apparently was the only one that knew. So I think you could tell Brandy felt more comfortable if someone was with her.
Right. And you could see that Kim kind of hinted at it and Brandy was like, I don't. And then
she hinted. Kim.
Well, right. Like, and then 2 minutes later, Brandy was spilling the whole story. And I really think Brandy is telling the truth. I don't think she's making up this story, but that is a completely separate thing from why is she telling this story on camera? And I think we'll see more kind of about that.
If you guys remember in our interview with Brandy, she told us that someone did something to her for her to say, like someone fucked her over basically for her to spill this. But we didn't see that. We didn't see something happen. So we don't know unless they really just don't show it. And that's just something that happened in their lives. We don't know why she felt the need to say it, but we've said it months ago. Of course, we'll never know both sides of the story. Like, we don't know them personally, but coming, seeing from what it is, like, Brandy seems to be telling the truth.
I agree.
Like,
I don't
completely.
I think Brandy is messy. I don't think Brandy is someone who just invents stories, like, especially like this, because she was very specific. I mean, she talked about when she met Denise for the first time, and then the time when she went up to Northern California and, you know, was staying with her, and that, you know, multiple nights that it kind of evolved. And so I don't think it would be one thing if she was like, oh yeah, we got drunk and made out, and like, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. But to tell a specific story like that, I don't think Brandy is that much of, I don't think she's a liar like that.
Yeah, you could also tell she was visibly upset about it. And she also doesn't get like that. Like, you can just tell when someone is not themselves, and you can't, you just can't build that big of a lie. Number one, what's the point? Number two, like, what do you, if you did come up with that, you should be a screenplay writer. Like, what it, you know, like, how do you come up with that many details and whatnot? But what I do find interesting,
don't give
is
Brandy
that,
any ideas.
But like, it was pretty detailed, and seeing Kyle and Teddy's faces, they really were surprised. And Brandy said, don't judge me. And they both were like, we're absolutely not judging you by any means, but this actual situation is very shocking. It's shocking information. Denise is married, and it's just the whole secret, something's a secret, blah, 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 blah. It's very weird for all of them. And Teddy, I love how Teddy, it seemed like Teddy was trying to make it back about herself. And Kyle was like, there's more going on. And Teddy's like, no, we're going on a trip with her next week. Like, we're going on a week's vacation with her. This is weird.
It's interesting because obviously we've so much has been made of the alleged affair, whatever. But also the whole just angle of the fact that Denise was shit talking all of them to Brandy, I think that's pretty interesting just on its own. And so I'm interested to see, obviously we see in the preview that that's going to get brought up in Rome, and Teddy is basically going to spill all the beans in front of all the women, which obviously is messy, but
I was like, oh my God.
But I think even I almost wish Brandy hadn't talked about the affair, because then it's like you get into all these questions of, are they outing Denise's sexuality? Are they trying to fuck with her marriage? Whatever. But I think even if Brandy had just come and said, you know, Denise talks shit about you all the time, she says this, 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 I think that would have been compelling drama for the rest of the season. But I mean, obviously the affair is entertaining. It's interesting. I can't wait to see how it plays out, but it is, and all the legal stuff that might be happening, it's just, ooh, there are so many layers to it.
Yeah, I think that if Brandy came and just said the talking shit about Erica, about Teddy, about all of them, it would have been just typical Brandy, you know, like starting shit and saying all of that, but this kind of added to it, which made it more believable. And this, that there's drama, and I'm excited. I'm like nervous, because this is like real life shit. So I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening? Yeah. And next week, yeah, you're right. And when we see Teddy, like, literally saying that they had sex in front of everyone at the table, and I'm just like, oh my God, that's serious. How do you like react to that? I didn't know how to react to it on TV, and it was not me.
On Watch What Happens, Dorit said that Teddy was the messiest on the Rome trip. So I will say, I feel like Teddy is at least putting in work right now, and I appreciate it. I, you know, she's not going to be my favorite, but at least she's trying, she's doing something. And she posted some shady texts that her father, John Cougar Mellencamp, sent about Denise, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I appreciated that tweet. But anyway, yeah, so there's more to come next week with Beverly Hills. And I'm actually just so happy that this happened already. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, just like, boom. And we both talked last night. This was one of the best episodes of the season so far. It was good, juicy, the perfect amount of everyone and everything. So hopefully they don't let us down the rest of the season.
I know. I'm excited for the Rome trip. Let's go over some thoughts on the Shaw's reunion quickly. Okay, to be honest, I really don't understand if there's a reason, we don't know why they waited so long to do this reunion, because I don't really care about what happened in the season anymore.
Okay. So I agree with you. The reason it's more frustrating that they waited so long is because this reunion wasn't any new information that we didn't know, which I was scared that was going to happen. Listen, we're going to talk about MJ and Reza's fight, but it seems like right now they're in a fine place. Like maybe their friendship will never be what it was, but they're cordial and they were not blowing up at each other last night like they have in the past. So I was like, why are these fights being rehashed? Like, I don't understand. Same thing they talked about. Well, first we talked about Gigi and Nima. Gigi was high. Nima, his teeth were there. It's the same thing. Andy like took a dig at him. I was like, oh my God, Andy Cohen.
Andy June.
But like, let's all put it on the table that Gigi and Nima are just not ever going to sleep together. It's not going to happen. Nima, get over it.
And honestly, like, I'm not invested in them sleeping together. Please don't, actually. And then, I'll be honest, I sort of low-key forgot that Destiny existed, which is not even... Honestly, like, I'm not even trying to drag her. Like, I like Destiny on the show. I think she's funny. I think she is kind of a breath of fresh air around the rest of them sometimes. But, like, there's not one single storyline that I remember or care about that I need Destiny's opinion on. And she was kind of, like, I feel like a lot of the reunion was kind of her, like, inserting herself in conversations, which I get, like, you're supposed to... you know, fight for your screen time. But it was like, okay, if we're talking about MJ and Reza or Nima and Gigi, like, I don't need Destiny to be like,
honest though, she did look very good last night. One of her best looks, but that's about it. Like, that's all that really like fascinated me about her.
And then, so we're still, of course, always and forever talking about Naked Jenga.
Like, can you imagine if that was the most exciting thing that's happening in your life? Is a game of Naked Jenga?
And while they're talking about Naked Jenga and what Ali Ashuri knew and whatnot, MJ decides that she's over it and just starts yelling about her medical problems and her very scary labor and how 70% of her blood was outside of her body and that she almost died. And the thing is, it frustrates me because I think it was Destiny who said this, no one on this show is trying to make any insinuation that MJ's medical problems weren't serious. Mm-hmm. And it's just simply not connected. Like, it's not the same conversation. It's a separate issue. And for MJ to kind of just use that as like a get out, she tried to use it, I feel like, as a get out of jail free card, where it's like, don't talk about this because I almost died. And it's you, okay, but okay.
Yes, but we're not taking that away from you, but we're talking about a game of Jenga right now. But I love MJ, but why did she keep getting up and yelling at the computer every time she had to like make a point? I was like, sit down. It's actually more powerful if you're like sitting and like saying what you need. She was like, yeah, she was like getting up and closer. And I'm like, also, honey, it doesn't get louder as you get closer. Like, it's one volume. You can make it louder, but like, sit. It's fine.
I was dying at the moment when MJ got up and walked off. And Andy's like, where did she go? Where did she go? And Gigi's like, Andy, she didn't go anywhere. She's standing right to the side of the computer listening to us. And then she walks back on at that exact moment, like wanders back into the frame. I'm like, these people, oh my God.
Wait, also, Gigi, of course, had her baby and a baby boy named Elijah. And she let us know that he's actually named after Elijah Wood because she had a crush on him when she was younger. What?
I wrote that down in my notes. I was like, okay. What?
Like, that is so funny and random.
It's so random. You could tell Andy was like, good to know. Okay.
Moving on. Okay.
Whatever.
I'm glad everyone's healthy.
With part two of this reunion, we're definitely going to get more of a one-on-one with Reza and MJ, but also it's with Mike as the moderator. I guess I'm glad that this exists because there is, you know, this season I feel like deserved a reunion. I just feel like mm-hmm. it's unfortunate the way that it's happening because it's like such an afterthought, you know?
I feel like I can't even physically imagine what part two and possibly part three would even it be, because we already covered MJ and, Mike and Reza meet up. Mike and Pauline are still going strong. We've covered everything. There's nothing new.
I really think it's mostly going to be MJ and Reza. And yeah, which the thing
they've
is,
even been on Watch What Happens Live. Like, what we know, like, about their friendship already.
Okay, like, if you had to say, if you had to make a bet right now of, like, a percentage chance, what do you think the percentage is that they do another season of Shaw's? We don't have tea on this.
50. 50? There's a 50% chance. I don't know.
I'll go with like a 33%. I really think they're done.
Okay. That's the most random percentage of like possibility of a show, but you're right.
Like a third of the chance.
Okay. Wait, also because I was like paying very closely attention for this 1 ounce of the reunion, did you not notice that when Nemo was telling Mike to be honest about how he felt about if he thought Reza was replacing MJ with Gigi. Okay.
Yes.
That whole thing. It almost seemed like they cut something out and one of the guys was like, dude. And Andy was like, oh, okay, now seems like a good place to stop. And that was it. So like they cut something out of like that entire conversation. And now I won't be able to stop thinking about it because why didn't they cut out that whole part? Why would they just cut out like a sentence? Like, you can't do that to us, you guys.
Interesting. What? I missed that, but and I'm definitely not going to rewatch, but the whole reunion is just kind of a weird vibe, but whatever. Part two, I'm pretty sure it's only two parts, but so
It has to be.
But whatever, we will see what happens in part two because, of course, we're going to watch and mention it all, as always. Okay, Barry, real quick, who's your number one of the week? I'm just going to say I think mine is Brandy just because I'm glad that everything is finally on the table. Whether I love Brandy or not is not the issue, but I'm glad that it's out in the open.
Okay, my Bravo Lubba this week is Kim. Because she's doing phenomenal. And also she, in the nicest way possible, stirred all of this up. In the classiest way possible. So I think she looks amazing, is doing amazing, and just did amazing things last night.
Mazel tov. Mazel to Kim.
I was like, what happened, Dylan? Why are you saying mazel tov?
Just mazel, Kim.
Oh, thank you so much. all right, guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And we will see you tomorrow. Well, bye-bye. No, we won't. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a Wild Berry Splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.